Welcome to part three, where we turn our attention to non-urgent or routine referrals. Jeff, can you start us off, please, with an explanation of the concept of a non-urgent or routine referral? What types of conditions require this type of approach?
Well, the short answer is that a routine referral is, in effect, everything that isn't an emergency or an urgent referral. In practice, it means a problem that can wait for the length of the waiting time for a routine outpatient appointment in the hospital in your area. Obviously, there are likely to be variations in waiting times for routine outpatient appointments depending on the facility. And again, local knowledge is helpful in this situation. If you know how long the patient's likely to have to wait, you would be able to advise them about that. And managing patient expectations for a routine referral is, I think, quite important. To the patient, every problem with their eyes or vision is likely to be urgent. They're going to be concerned about their vision in the long term, and anything that you can do to reassure them that nothing untoward is going to happen to them and that a wait for a routine appointment is not going to have an adverse effect on the outcome is quite important. Examples of routine referrals might include signs of chronic open-angle glaucoma, cataract is an obvious one, even things like a recent macular hole. If the patient's going to be seen within 6 months and have surgery to repair the macular hole, then their surgical outcome is likely to be unaffected. Ectropion and entropion, if a patient who has a chalazion that's troubling them, amblyopia, there are a number of conditions, as I say, that don't fall into the emergency or urgent category.
Jeff, many thanks. Well, in this section of our investigation, we're going to explore cataracts, amblyopia, and glaucoma as conditions that require different types of routine referrals. And we're going to pay close attention to the role of individual competence and experience, both in terms of the ability to complete and interpret relevant tests and the ability to manage a patient in practice when appropriate. We begin with a case study on cataract referral. As we get older, we all start to develop various levels of cataract as a natural part of aging. This can make the hardest part of the referral decision about the timing of when to refer. In these instances, it is often more appropriate to monitor a patient in practice until a referral is warranted. But judging this cut-off point can be difficult unless you know what the local guidelines are for appropriate referral.
I went to the optometrist and they told me I have cataracts, but they're not bad enough to do anything about yet. I'm really frustrated because whilst I read the chart in that dark room fine, when I got outside, the sunlight is practically blinding. To be honest, I'm starting to struggle to live my life normally. I certainly can't drive safely anymore. I don't understand. Why won't they do anything about it?
In the late 90s, Gloucestershire was chosen as one of the two exemplar sites for action on cataracts. The Gloucester Cataract Direct Referral Scheme, GCDRS, was launched in 2000, and since then it has been constantly evolving and improving. Steve Guildford is a member of Gloucester LOC and was involved throughout Action on Cataracts. He's also been integral to the setup of the Gloucester Cataract Scheme. He's been explaining to us how the scheme improved on the old process and helped optometrists, patients and ophthalmologists to make sure the process was simple, fair and easy to understand.
So before the direct referral scheme was launched, there were a lot of inconsistencies in the process, inconsistencies in relation to which patients would be referred for surgery and who would not. There were also inconsistencies in how that referral was being processed, whether it was on a referral form or a letter, and also what type and quality of information was being sent on in those referrals. How does the direct referral system improve upon this? Well, there were lots of good points from the direct referral scheme because it produced guidance for the optometrists in who to refer and not to refer. It produced a standardised referral form which benefited them and benefited the hospital receiving them. It took the GP out of the process, which speeded everything up and got all the relevant information guaranteed to get to the hospital. And it improved the efficiency in terms of the hospital, because most of the referrals were listed for surgery, which produced less wasted appointments, and also allowed the hospital to develop a one-stop cataract pod clinic, which works much more efficiently for them. It also provides recognition and reward for optometrists because we're doing obviously more work than the sight testing regulations require. But in return, it paid us a fee for that extra work. We based our questionnaire on something from New Zealand. There was a healthcare scoring questionnaire which we used, adapted it to our particular needs, and have used that to generate a score for each patient. And if they meet the threshold score, they're eligible for surgery. There's also a bonus for optometrists because it synchronised the whole process. The referral process and the listing process were all working to the same system, so we felt much happier that we were providing a better clinical result. The questionnaire itself obviously covers aspects of vision, the VA, also the visual symptoms, obviously the type of cataract, because posterior subcapsular cataracts, of course, have potentially more problems, and lifestyle issues as well, like whether they live alone, whether they're caring for others, and the ability to drive and things like that. So it covers all those things. So we have a threshold set at 10, and if they meet that threshold, they're eligible for surgery. Although sub-threshold referrals are still possible, providing you document the good reasons for referring them.
So how have all these changes actually impacted on referrals?
So what have been the outcomes of implementing this scheme? Well, certainly since 2000, when the direct referral scheme came in, it's certainly delivered all of its aims, including obviously speeding up the process, making the transfer from referral to surgery a much more successful and higher percentage of success. And it provides the ophthalmologists with all the information that they require from us. The scoring system provides even more information, and in addition to it, adding to the quality of the information, it was welcomed by patients because they can find the whole system easy to understand whether they're eligible for surgery or whether they're not. And it's welcomed by optometrists because they have a system which is easy to convey to their patients in communication, and it synchronizes in with the clinical decisions at the hospital end.
So here we have a scoring system to help define that tricky cut-off point between managing in practice and referral. Claire Bulpin is a community optometrist working in Gloucester. We asked her what the introduction of this system has meant for optometrists and patients.
I think that the introduction of the direct cataract scheme and the subsequent questionnaire have both ensured that optometrists within Gloucestershire can really deliver better patient care. We're clearly the right people to be evaluating and discussing the options about cataract with our patients, and this scheme has meant that we're able to offer a streamlined process to deal with those referrals, and we're able to add real value to every referral because we have the ability to comment on other symptoms that the patient may be experiencing, not just visual acuity reduction, but also on potential refractive outcome. We've often seen our patients over a long period of time prior to referral, so we have real insight into how their refractive error has changed over time, and that information can be invaluable in the decisions with regard to refractive outcome post-surgery. So one great thing about the scheme as well is that optometrists are not actually required to undertake any additional training, but knowledge of and adherence to the referral guidelines are essential. I think that the patients have a much clearer idea of what to expect from their referral and the timeframes that are now involved. A requirement of this referral scheme is a desire from the patient to undergo surgery if it's viable. So their optometrist has to discuss not only the presence of cataract, but also their score and whether this means they are a candidate for referral should they pursue this as an option. And that decision-making process with the patient often involves discussions with the optometrist around things like the actual surgical procedure, where this will happen, the benefits of surgery, but also the what happens next or what happens after. And these are things that a patient prefers to ask prior to the referral. So I think now it's more of a collaborative, informed choice that they're making with their own optometrist about their own eye health and vision. And I think as a result of this, patients are getting a better experience and do feel more informed and prepared than they used to through GP referral.
Having established the benefits of the Gloucester Cataract Scheme, Claire described how our case study would work in Gloucester.
So at the end of an eye examination, the optometrist will discuss their findings with their patient. Usually a patient who goes on to be referred for a cataract extraction will have been symptomatic to some degree. There would be a discussion suggesting that where cataract is primarily responsible for these symptoms, we can consider referral for surgery. But at this point, it is prudent to then complete the cataract assessment questionnaire to check for suitability on the direct referral scheme. It is rare for a patient to be referred when they were previously unaware of the presence of a cataract. So for many patients, this discussion is not entirely unexpected. Depending on those questionnaire results and the score, we would then continue to explain that within Gloucestershire, we can offer a direct referral. And these patients are seen within a specific cataract assessment clinic instead of a general ophthalmology clinic. This means that the process is quicker and more efficient for the patient. I do explain, however, to my patients that one of the reasons it's more efficient is because of the scoring through the questionnaire, but also that patients that are seen in this clinic understand that, if appropriate, surgery will be offered, and the expectation is that the patient does want that to happen. So, providing the patient is happy to proceed, the referral form is completed alongside the questionnaire, and then these are subsequently forwarded to the hospitalised service. A further copy is sent to the patient's GP, although this is just for information purposes. We can then give additional cataract information leaflets out, and following on from that, the patient will receive correspondence with regard to the date and time and location of their initial cataract assessment.
So these guidelines on cataract offer clear advice to optometrists on when to manage in practice and when to refer to transfer care. We have said that one of our focuses in this investigation is to minimise the pressure on secondary care by making the most of primary care resources and expertise. The decision to manage in practice or to refer is central to this. There are conditions that can be managed completely in practice by a practitioner with the relevant skills, thus removing the need for even a routine referral. One example of this is amblyopia treatment, which can be undertaken in practice or referred to ophthalmology. Often, this is a personal decision that comes down to individual experience and competence.